We work with communities to implement some of our bystander intervention prevention strategies. And so we have actually two that are probably most well-known and researched. One is called Bringing in the Bystander, and that's an in-person prevention program that teaches community members how to intervene safely before, during, and after instances of sexual and relationship violence and stalking. And then we have a social marketing campaign, which essentially role models bystander behavior. And the campaign images, which we have 22 of, essentially gets saturated over the campus community or the particular community. So it literally demonstrates to community members how to safely intervene.
And where is that done? That's done in public spaces on campus? Is that done in classes? Is it done online? How is it done?
It actually is disseminated in multiple formats. So the images go on posters, they go on digital screens in lounges, they go on computer screens on, for example, on a college campus, all the university-owned computer screens. Their pop-up screen would be the Know Your Power images. They go on banners. We wrap sides of buses with them. Literally, the campus gets saturated with the images for 6 weeks, and then we evaluate the effectiveness of the campaign. So we know that community members who are exposed to the campaign actually have a higher, an increased knowledge of the problems of sexual and relationship violence and stalking, an increased knowledge of bystander intervention, and a greater willingness to intervene as a bystander.
What have the numbers shown in recent years? Is the rate of sexual assault on U.S. campuses falling? Is it rising?
It actually, the first studies that have been done to measure sexual assault on college campuses actually started in 1987. And actually, the numbers have remained pretty consistent since that time. So we know that 1 in 5 college women are sexually assaulted during their college careers.
What do we know that really does work? If the numbers aren't showing an actual shift, or if they're rather flat, what do we know that really works to prevent sexual assault on campus?
Yeah, so we know that actually teaching them skills on how to prevent the problem actually impacts the problem more than just sort of doing awareness or outreach. We also need to partner that with actually teaching them skills. We know, and this is particularly relevant for college students, that the prevention programs or campaigns really need to speak to them. They need to be able to see themselves in the prevention strategies, and that's why the Campus Save Act and this White House Task Force report is so important, because it's a comprehensive approach to the problem. And you know, we do bystander work. We say everyone's a bystander, and everyone has a role to play in stopping sexual and relationship violence and stalking. And sometimes campuses just focus on students. And what we really advocate is that really everyone, including faculty, staff, administrators, parents, alumni, local businesses, are bystanders. And so they all have a role to play.
Doesn't changing attitudes and behaviors really begin long before they get to college?
Oh, absolutely. Those changes in attitudes or the building of those attitudes starts long before they get here. And so we actually do a fair amount of work both in the state of New Hampshire as well as nationally with domestic violence and sexual assault coalitions and local crisis centers. So in New Hampshire, we have 14 crisis centers, or 13, that are in actually the schools doing this prevention work with elementary through high school age. So absolutely, it needs to start way before they come to campus.
Do you have data that shows that where some of your programs have been in place now, that the numbers are falling?
There are a few universities who have done kind of scientific studies to look at the impact of the training. It's really actually pretty difficult to measure the impact of prevention on victimization and perpetration rates. Unfortunately, what oftentimes will happen is once you start to increase your prevention and outreach on this topic, reporting actually increases. I think one of the benefits of doing prevention work and providing services is once you start to do it, students say, well, now I can report it, or I feel like there's a place where I can report it, or people will listen to me if I report it. Our president's office, in cooperation with a couple of other offices on campus, every 5 years does an unwanted sexual experiences study. And so we've been doing this study since 1989. What we've been able to identify on our own campus is that the incidence of these things have actually decreased. So, it requires some sophisticated measures, and you really sort of measure impact over a longer period of time than just kind of a year.